China's Singles Day falls every year in November. You can literally see why when the date is written out. Four single ones, which can be seen to represent four single people. In 2009, the retail giant Alibaba used the day to promote an online sale, advertising thousands of brands, not just from China, but from all over the world. It has now morphed into the world's biggest online shopping day of the year. Guys, what do you do on Double 11 Day today? Is it crazy shopping online or what?
Well, let's talk about this fabulous day and what it's turned into. The history of Singles Day and how it's turned into a crazy shopping fest. 7 years ago, China's e-commerce giant Alibaba began promoting the day as a shopping festival, and it has now turned to be the country's busiest day for online retailers and shoppers. Alibaba Group has announced that the Double 11 online shopping festival this year will be expanded to 24 days, not just the usual 24 hours. In addition, Alibaba has invited some 30,000 offline stores to participate for the first time. Other online shopping companies such as JD.com and Yihuadian.com are also trying to attract more users by offering free delivery services and attractive discounts. Now, you know what? I'm going to level with you guys. You know, being single and coming home alone. Oh, God.
Aww.
You know, sometimes I just don't think I have enough stuff to make me happy. So, you know, it's days like this that I just say thank you. Thank you to those people that are offering 80% off nose hair trimmers that I know will help me get a girlfriend one day.
Aw, are you just...
Thank you, JD.
Are you buying, crazy buying stuff to make your home
less... It's not crazy when the discounts are so low. You're crazy for not buying.
Oh, really? Well, I feel like in some company, mm-hmm. the bosses are just like, well, I had my own experience. I've bought so many things. I spent so much money on it. And I don't want my employees to make the same mistake.
Now, wait a minute here. All right. You make a good point. If I'm a boss and I'm walking around the office and nobody's doing anything other than Taobao, I'd be a little tiffed as well.
Yeah. And I feel that is what a lot of offices look like every day anyway. You don't really know what they're doing behind their screens. But on this day, for sure, a lot of people are just keeping track on their precious coveted items sitting in their shopping cart mm-hmm. online yeah. and trying to snatch it when it's the best time with the best deal. But sometimes I think since, mm-hmm. you know, the Singles Day online shopping carnival is no longer a new thing, that these discounts or these special offers don't always seem that special anymore.
Yeah, I don't know.
Maybe it's very tricky there. It's like a sales tactic that it's this day and it's being advertised that a special offer, a lot of money is going to be saved if you buy it right now. But in fact, maybe the seller has actually upped the price a bit previously.
And then knocked it down.
Yes. And also this year, I think you don't really see those like whopping discounts as often anymore. Like it's not usually a half price off or... You know, not
so
as great.
Are you saying the holiday, the shopping festival, then has evolved into less of a deal, a great deal day, you know?
Well, that's from my limited knowledge and surveying people around me who are pretty experienced shoppers.
Yeah.
Yeah, I gotta say, because you've mentioned that it's like 7 years ago is the first time e-commerce giant brought in this shopping festival. And actually, that was the year I entered college. So my eyes are, I am entering a new world and started to buy things online. And I experienced that first shopping festival. And I gotta say, that was really a great deal. Because back then, the advertisement is saying that you can get things half price. And it's kind of true for many stuff. So I have this suitcase in my cart for more than half a year. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's like, I like it, but I don't really need it, and I didn't actually anticipate having the half price that day, but I got it. So that's when I bought my beloved suitcase. Anyway, it was a half price deal. But now I feel like even Taobao has stopped advertising that we have a half price day. They just say you got a great deal, maybe a 20% off, or like we have a lot of coupons. We give you a lot of gifts. As for cosmetics, I've seen those packages, cosmetic packages. They're like the original price, but with a lot of samples, like you can get a better package. So I do feel like this festival has been less appealing, at least to me.
Yeah, you know, like I get the vibe that it's now losing that Singles Day meaning. You know what I mean? It's like, it's more of like now just a Black Friday. I don't really associate it with any. You know, when I first came to China and this day had occurred, I learned very quickly, like, yes, a lot of people would be buying a lot of stuff. But at the same time, it's kind of a day to like to of remembrance or acknowledging the single dogs out there. Aw's right. But no, you know, at the same time now, I feel like I've been in China for a while now, and I feel like it's now just become like a shopping day, like just a big shopping day, but less about this single-esque vibe. Maybe that's just me and my outsider, still somewhat outsider perspective. But talking about the good deals, you know, I did check JD.com because they had an English version of their website. So nice. And and so I was checking, you know, a lot of their ads,
sure,
which is what you were just talking about. And they said something like 40,000 plus items at like 80% off. And I was like, well, that's interesting. But the first thing that came to my head was, these are probably items people don't buy a lot, i.e. when I said nose hair trimmer. I mean, those people
don't... How much hair does one have in that area?
You know, sometimes ignorance is bliss, okay?
Yeah, I prefer to stay in the dark.
Maybe there are some guys that go through nose hair trimmers quite often because that's how crazy those nose hairs are. But for sure, it's not like a normal, typical purchase for a normal, typical person. But hey, when I make it 80% off, shoot, I know I don't have a nose hair problem, but at that price, I'm going to buy it anyways.
You're exactly the kind of...
I can gift it to someone. I can give it to my girlfriend.
Yeah.
Sweetie, here's a nose hair trimmer.
I mean, if you can see the nose hair in your girlfriend's nose, how tall is your girlfriend?
Oh, that's a good point.
That's a good question.
I don't really have that problem.
And also, yeah, that relationship is probably over.
Yeah.
It's like giving...
Guys, I don't want to talk about it, okay?
It's like giving
messed up
overweight person weight loss pills as a gift.
Aww.
I mean, yeah, the relationship is
over. Hindsight's 2020, okay, guys?
That's why you're spending Singles Day with
Thanks
us,
for
aren't
reminding
you?
Me, yeah.
Yeah, I think it's really interesting that you guys mentioned that this is actually a 7-year thing.
Yeah.
That
it's been going on a while.
Yeah, and it doesn't feel that old just yet, but it is kind of. And I think it has reshaped the retail industry in China, as I've been doing a little bit of field work.
Ooh.
Actually, I was just doing some shopping. In the research for this awesome show, Roundtable, went to some brick and mortar shopping malls to find
to
out.
To do that research?
Yes, yes.
Hard work.
Very hard work.
Yeah.
In my own time, and I should, you know, get some extra money for that, but I haven't. I hope our bosses are listening.
So you can do some more research.
Exactly.
Really,
I don't mind doing that legwork. And certainly, I went looking for the same deal online and offline, and I was really surprised to see that in the physical store, the brick and mortar store, the price was the same as the online one. Admittedly, what I was looking for was probably something of a not a popular item. Okay, I'll just say it. My life isn't as exciting as it's supposed to be. Single and fabulous, not this time. That I was looking for a carpet vacuum
cleaner.
Yeah.
Yes, but a really high-tech one. So our carpet can be super clean at home.
It's very interesting to imagine a high-tech
carpet
vacuum cleaner in your cave.
Yeah. Okay, you caught me there. But certainly when I went looking for it, and then actually the physical store had better deals. It gave you more free stuff. So I think now with the and also on Double 11 this special day, there's like 100 yuan less. So it's not really as big as what you think it is right now, because I think the retailers have repositioned themselves in many ways, and the physical stores are trying to hold their battleground too against the online e-commerce, which has hugely affected the whole business, I feel.
Okay, so a question I have is, you're saying that in this research you did,
yes,
that you found the prices to be the same. Okay. Now, my deal is, yes, that's interesting. But at the same time, I had just said here when we were talking about this, the initial history of this and how it's evolved into this 24-day sale and what these companies are offering, JD.com and a couple other ones are offering free delivery. Now, if I'm getting free delivery, I'm home lighting my candles, trying to forget the fact that I'm single and buying my nose hair trimmers in hopes that, you know, whoever I date next will appreciate that fine gift. I'm kidding. Anyways, I don't have to leave my house. You know, maybe to many people, they take this day to heart. They feel kind of bad, or they got recently out of a relationship. So it's their first singles day in a long time being single. And so maybe, yeah, at the same time, you can find those similar prices at a brick and mortar store, but I can also just sit in my bed and cry as I buy nose hair trimmers.
Oh. And that person is saying, I am single. Yeah, no wonder you are.
Dang girl. Dang girl.
Get away from your computer and out of your nest and go meet someone.
Do some research.
Yeah, like what He Young did. I promise you, it's pretty good.
Yeah, I totally agree that you can stay at home and buy things. That is one convenient. Yeah, but if you're going to, well, I didn't hear that. Anyway, if you're buying things actually in a physical store, you can try them, you can see them, touch them, and that is the perk of a physical store. So what I pick up from those conversation is not about your nose hair. It's actually about how the festival is growing up in a way. It's like it's affecting people's life in all aspects concerned. And also, I do think that maybe the physical store is actually lowering their prices because of the fierce competition they got. So in general, I feel like the blooming of the online shopping business is affecting us in a good way. So maybe it's not as good deal as the good old 7 years ago, but it's still a good thing that in general we can get things more easier, free delivery with more choices, and that's pretty
nose
good.
Hair trimmers.
Yeah, get the nose hair trimmers you want.
Them, maybe.
All you want.
Maybe your girlfriend needs them. I don't know. Anyways, okay. I'm just kidding. I'm kidding, guys. But, you know, so we are talking about how this kind of online shopping thing is becoming such a presence on this holiday. And, you know, one can't help but think that there's definitely some people doing their online shopping not from home, but from work today.
Yes.
Oh, I caught you red-handed. They're like, ooh, at their keyboards right now listening to us. But maybe you're one of the lucky ones. There's a company in Chongqing that decided to delay the monthly salary payment for the month of December. It is said to help the employees save the money and not chop their hands on Double 11. The general manager of the company explains that he used to be one of those crazy buyers back in his single days and spent almost 20,000 yuan online just last year. So the company usually pays salaries to its employees on the 10th of every month, but I guess that didn't happen for this month, specifically because their boss has, I guess, buying problems.
Yeah, but there are other bosses. Another company
in
Shandong announced to make the salary payment earlier instead of delaying. So the company yearly pays the salary on the 15th every month, but on the 8th this month, so its employees can better enjoy the shopping festival. That is a nice gesture.
That is really nice.
Not just that.
Ooh.
The company also gave every single employee a pair of oranges with a good wish in the pairs, film tickets, and even a coffee voucher for their singles day.
See, I see this like...
Thank you.
Oh, I mean...
Thank you.
I mean, paying your employee earlier is not that big a deal for the boss, I think. But that is how much this shopping festival has affected us. It's like... it's been using as a chance to show that the boss is a warm-hearted, loving kind of boss. And I don't think they do it in any other month. We'll have that effect.
Or a control freak, this guy in Chongqing, because he has a problem. He has to restrict all of his employees from basically getting the ability to take great advantages. Because, okay, yes, it's a double 11 shopping day. But if I'm a smart shopper and I do know to find good deals, I can save myself a lot of money in expenditures I was already going to spend money on and do it smartly. But he's restricted me from doing that to the best of my ability because he has a problem. This guy needs to go to double 11 shopping AA and be like, hi, my name is so-and-so and I spent 20,000 yuan last year.
Oh, poor guy.
Hello.
On nose hair trimmers. Oh. And I'm single.
Oh, okay, that was a little... I almost cried just now.
It's a sad story, really.
Yeah, and I think for these employers, I think they're sort of realizing the fact that a lot of your employees are going to be distracted. So why not just go with the flow and play nice?
You know, a lot of companies actually kind of indulge sometimes in allowing their companies to take advantage of silly stuff like this. Like in the U.S. too, there's certain days where companies allow you to have team building fun stuff, just do fun, interesting things. And they actually have seen productivity go up because when people are happy, they're happy with where they work, then they take pride in it and they do a better job. So maybe... I like how this other guy's handling it. He's giving out free movie tickets, coffee vouchers. He's like, hey, single people, I feel ya.
And one thing fascinating me about this festival is it's not a festival when you think about it in a conventional way. It's like it has no historic background, no stories. It's not National Day holiday, which your country tells you it can be a holiday. It's just something that used to be like a silly story of a double 11. And then some business started to take advantage of the festival kind of emotion and started to sell things. And nowadays it's being acknowledged by many... Well, I feel like all aspects of the society and the company started to celebrate it and people started to say happy double 11 shopping day or happy singles day. It's like people, I feel like maybe it's because of the fast developing of the society. People need a way out. They need to have a out of their emotion. They need to celebrate something they wanted to. They don't care about maybe the historic fact, or they don't really care if there is something they should be celebrating. They just wanted to celebrate that day, and they did.
I don't think there needs to be history behind a holiday always. Just a common message that people really like and can rally upon and celebrate. And, you know, when I first experienced Singles Day, I was at the Communication University of China, where I got my master's. And I remember I was thinking as, you know, people were telling me about this day and, you know, how it was kind of celebrated and whatnot. And I think, you know, me and some friends had gone out to a bar near campus to have drinks. But it was a lot of fun, you know, a lot of people hanging out, talking, commiserating. And I was thinking, you know, this really could catch on, I think, in the U.S. because... In the U.S., a lot of people, though maybe it would be a kind of different celebration, people think it's you should be proud to be single. It's not necessarily something to be upset about. And when I saw this Singles Day, my first interpretation, even though maybe that's not the same way it's celebrated here in China, was, yeah, a day to celebrate single people. Because you know what? Valentine's Day, if you're single, that day comes around, man, you've never felt so lonely in your life. It's like you turn on the TV, it's people kissing, you're walking down the street, it's people holding hands, and you've never felt so single in your life. But then, hey, double 11, a day to celebrate, I thought, being single, and I still think that's a cool way to rally behind. You know, those now single people have their day. They can walk around and be like, ha ha, you're in a relationship. And these kind of things. I don't know if they'd do that. But, you know, Anyways, that being said, I think it's an interesting holiday, and I could see this actually growing maybe, you know, in the West. And also, you know, it seems businesses have capitalized on this, not just businesses, though. Also, as I understand, people are getting love insurance.
How does that work?
Well, you only have to pay 299 yuan, and basically, well, 199 yuan if you're a college student. And if you end up getting married, you get 1,000, 10,000 roses in the future.
Oh,
10,000 roses. That's a lot.
Yeah,
too many. Okay. Gross.
So romantic, though.
Yeah, but yeah. I feel like maybe the insurance should be for the single people. Like saying, if you're
single ladies.
Yeah, if you pay 299 yuan, maybe in the next 3 years, if you're still single, we can give you some money. That's how insurance works, isn't it?
Yes. And also, there's another version of this where you pay 99 yuan for love insurance. And which can get you 1,999 yuan in cash after 3 years, and you get married.
Oh,
so hey guys,
that's pretty nice.
Don't get the tattoo of each other's names. Instead, just get love insurance.
And sorry to sound a bit of a downer here.
No.
Yeah. I think you need to check the credentials of that insurance policy.
Yes, definitely do it.
Company. Yeah. So to make sure that you get some payment when the day comes, kind of thing.
But it's interesting. This is springing out of this holiday. So yes, it is this commercial aspect, but now we're seeing things like love insurance.
Yes, and I think it's really interesting that I think Chinese people can be very business-like, that there's so so much thought that's going into this day, and then people are deriving different kind of business ideas from one made-up holiday. And I refuse to call it even a holiday, because I don't get a day off, you know?
Let's call it self-initiated holiday.
Get a day off, folks, to sit in that cave and be like, technology.
And you know what? Because, today is Singles Day, right? So it's about being single and fabulous. And that's become a slogan on Roundtable. So many of our WeChat listeners are sending that slogan for us. Yes. And I think tonight is the night you should get out and not
enjoy being single.
All the single ladies.
Yeah.
And dudes.
And also, you know, if you really want that deal so badly, you've probably placed the order already. If not, I mean, there are some ways to make it right at the right time.
Don't be sad. Be glad. Go out there tonight. Be proactive and have a good time. Enjoy your singlehood.
Yes. And that's pretty much the message I want to send out to everyone. Thank you, Ryan. You're listening to Roundtable with myself, He Yang, Ryan Price, and your whole